Model Test 12.
Section A.
Directions. In this section, you will hear 8 short conversations and 2 long conversations. At the end of each conversation, 1 or more questions will be asked about what was said. Both the conversation and the questions will be spoken only once. After each question, there will be a pause. During the pause, you must read the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D and decide which is the best answer. Then mark the corresponding letter on answer sheet 2 with a single line through the center. Now, let's begin with the 8 short conversations.
Question 11.
Did you get the part you wanted in the play?
That role had been given to someone else, but I got a better part.
Question. How does the man probably feel?
Question 12.
The shoes are so expensive, but they fit me well.
They are fashionable and not so expensive if the quality is considered.
Question. What's the relationship between the man and the woman?
Question 13.
If I had had just a little more time to finish my English test, I think I could have had a better mark.
I feel the same. Maybe we should tell Mr. Clinton.
Question. What does the woman suggest they do?
Question 14.
Oh my God! I forgot to bring papers and pencils to take notes with in class.
That's all right. I have enough for both of us.
Question. What will the woman do for the man?
Question 15.
I'm afraid that I couldn't turn in my graduation paper on time. I'm busy looking for jobs these days.
The professor gave us a week's extension on it.
Question. What does the woman mean?
Question 16.
Good morning, sir. Here's the menu. Would you like to order now?
Yes, but I'm in a rush. Can I be served and out of here in half an hour?
Question. Where are the speakers?
Question 17.
Would you like to go with me to the airport to pick up Frank?
I'd like to, but I have a class till 2 o'clock. And I know Frank's decided to take the early flight.
Question. What does the woman mean?
Question 18.
What an accident! If you had been careful, things would not be as they are.
What do you mean it was my fault? If it were, I would take all responsibility for it.
Question. What does the woman mean? Now you'll hear two long conversations. Conversation 1.
Can I help you?
Yes, my son and daughter bought this pin here for my wife's birthday, but it doesn't work, so I'd like to exchange it.
I see. Do you have the receipt with you?
Yes, here it is.
Okay, let me see the pen, please. It doesn't work at all, does it? Was it dropped or anything?
No, but you can see that the point is bent a little bit.
Yes, it is. We'll be happy to exchange it for you. Let's see. I'm afraid we don't have another purple one.
Oh, great. Now what will I do?
Would you like to choose a different color? We do have this pen in black and yellow.
My wife doesn't care for either of those colors. You don't have any other colors?
We have it with a red leather cover. That's $3 more.
I don't think so. The children worked hard to save up the $11 for this one. They would probably be upset if I paid for part of their present.
If you want, we can order another pen just like this one. There wouldn't be any extra charge for it.
That sounds like a good idea. Would you please go ahead and do that?
We'd be very happy to. It will take a week or 10 days. We'll call you when it comes.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Questions 19 to 21 are based on the conversation you have just heard. Question 19.
What is the conversation mainly about?
Question 20.
Why doesn't the pen work?
Question 21.
What can be learned from the conversation?
Conversation 2.
Please sit down, Mr. Wilson. I'm Jane Smith, the personnel manager.
Hello, how do you do?
Now, could you tell me how long you've had your present position in Evening News?
It has been more than 3 years now, in fact.
And have you any particular reason for wanting to change jobs?
Well, I actually like my present job and still find it interesting. The salary's okay, so it's nothing to do with money. I suppose the thing is that I'm really very ambitious and keen to get promoted.
You say you like your job. Can you tell me what aspect you like most?
There are so many things. The colleagues are quite nice to go along with. And compared to other press, the working conditions are great.
Yes.
And then there's the fact that as a journalist, I had done an article for the newspaper about events at home or abroad, so I had to make decisions. I must be responsible for what I had written. That's what I really like most about the job.
Yes, well, we are looking for someone who isn't a clock watcher and who isn't too concerned about working fairly long hours.
Oh, I don't mind that. I'm used to it. I often work irregular hours.
Questions 22 to 25 are based on the conversation you have just heard. Question 22.
What does the talk focus on?
Question 23.
Why does the man want a new job?
Question 24.
What does the man like most about his present job?
Question 25.
What can we learn from the conversation?
Section B. Directions. In this section, you will hear three short passages. At the end of each passage, you will hear some questions. Both the passage and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a question, you must choose the best answer from the four choices marked A, B, C, and D. Then, mark the corresponding letter on answer sheet 2 with a single line through the center.
Passage 1.
The dog has often been an unselfish friend to man. It is always grateful to its masters. It helps man in many ways. Certain breeds of dogs are used in criminal investigations. They are trained to sniff out drugs and bombs. They help police to catch criminals. Some dogs are trained to lead blind people. The dogs that help in criminal investigations are trained at a school called the Military Dog Studies Branch of the U.S. Air Force in Lackland, Texas. The dogs to be trained are selected by an Air Force team. This team visits large cities across the country to buy the dogs. They may buy dogs from private citizens for up to $750 each. Some citizens freely give their dogs. The dogs selected must be healthy, brave, and aggressive. They must be able to fight back if they are attacked. The dogs chosen are between the ages of 1 and 3. They are given a medical examination when they arrive at the school. Their physical examination includes x-rays and heart tests. The trainee dogs undergo the first stage of training when they arrive in Lackland. This is an 11-week course for patrol duty. After this course, the best dogs are selected to go on to another 9-week course. They learn drug sniffing or bomb sniffing. After this course, the dogs are ready for their jobs in the cities or on Air Force bases. The training given to a drug sniffing dog is different from that given to a bomb sniffing dog. A drug sniffing dog is trained to scratch and dig for the drugs when he sniffs them. A bomb sniffing dog sits down when he finds a bomb. That is the alert for hidden explosives.
Questions 26 to 28 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 26.
How are the dogs obtained for training?
Question 27.
What is the first stage of training for the dogs?
Question 28.
What do dogs learn during the 9-week training? Passage 2.
Trade between countries is one of the most important economic activities in the world today. The U.S. has many trading partners. One of the most important is Japan. The trade between the two countries amounts to several billion dollars a year. Many U.S. banks, therefore, have offices in Japan, particularly in Tokyo and Osaka, the largest cities. Gene McPherson is the manager of one of these branch banks in Tokyo. Gene majored in accounting and business administration in college. After graduation, she got a job with a large New York bank. After 2 years in accounting, she was transferred to the loan department. Many of the loans which she was asked to consider involved international transactions. Some of them were so complicated that Jean felt she didn't have a broad enough background to understand them. To get more experience, she asked for a transfer to the bank's international department. She became so expert in international finance that it became her career. When the bank decided to open a branch in Tokyo, Jean was selected to set it up and run it for the first few years. She has been in Tokyo for more than 3 years now.
Questions 29 to 32 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 29.
What does Gene McPherson do now?
Question 30.
Where did she get a job after her graduation from university?
Question 31.
Why did she ask for a transfer to the bank's international department?
Question 32.
What is the passage mainly talking about?
Passage 3.
Were you the first or last child in your family? Or were you a middle or only child? Some people think it matters where you were born in your family, but there are different ideas about what birth order means. Some people say that oldest children are smart and strong-willed. They are very likely to be successful. The reason for this is simple. Parents have a lot of time for their first child. They give him or her a lot of attention. So this child is very likely to do well. An only child will succeed for the same reason. What happens to the other children in a family? Middle children don't get so much attention, so they don't feel that important. If a family has many children, the middle ones sometimes get lost in the crowd. The youngest child, though, often gets special treatment. He or she is the baby. Often this child grows up to be funny and charming. Do you believe these ideas about birth order too? A recent study saw things quite differently. The study found that first children believed in family rules. They didn't take many chances in their lives. They usually followed orders. Rules didn't mean as much to later children in a family. They went out and followed their own ideas. They took chances, and they often did better in life.
Questions 33 to 35 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 33.
According to common belief, in what way are the first child and the only child alike?
Question 34.
What do people usually say about middle children? What do we learn about later children in a family from a recent study of birth order?
Section C. Directions. In this section, you will hear a passage three times. When the passage is read for the first time, you should listen carefully for its general idea. When the passage is read for the second time, you are required to fill in the blanks numbered from 36 to 43 with the exact words you have just heard. For blanks numbered from 44 to 46, you are required to fill in the missing information. For these blanks, you can either use the exact words you have just heard or write down the main points in your own words. Finally, when the passage is read for the third time, you should check what you have written. Now, listen to the passage.
First in war, first in peace, first in the hearts of his countrymen. This was a description given to George Washington shortly after his death. It remains the prevailing opinion of him today. Washington was born in Colonial Virginia in 1732. He had little formal schooling, but he was educated in the practical life of his day. He first became a surveyor, then a frontier soldier for Britain in its struggle against the French. After this, he settled into the comfortable life of a planter and legislator. When the American colonies rebelled against England in 1775, Washington was selected as America's senior general. His greatest contribution was in keeping his army alive and the rebellion going. He was an adequate tactician and a far-seeing strategist. His personal courage, character, and determination were important in seeing America through the war. At conflict's end, he was offered a crown, but he declined it and retired to the quiet of his plantation. As America's most respected leader, Washington played an important role in developing the American Constitution. He was unanimously elected as his country's first president. As president, he was prudent in international affairs, and he strictly limited the power of the presidency. It was his great joy to give up the presidency and become a private citizen. Washington was a great man in every respect. His character is unquestioned, his ideal lofty. He led his people through a difficult war and the complex job of creating a government.
Now the passage will be read again.
First in war, first in peace, first in the hearts of his countrymen. This was a description given to George Washington shortly after his death. It remains the prevailing opinion of him today. Washington was born in Colonial Virginia in 1732. He had little formal schooling, but he was educated in the practical life of his day. He first became a surveyor, then a frontier soldier for Britain in its struggle against the French. After this, he settled into the comfortable life of a planter and legislator. When the American colonies rebelled against England in 1775, Washington was selected as America's senior general. His greatest contribution was in keeping his army alive and the rebellion going. He was an adequate tactician and a far-seeing strategist. His personal courage, character, and determination were important in seeing America through the war. At conflict's end, he was offered a crown, but he declined it and retired to the quiet of his plantation. As America's most respected leader, Washington played an important role in developing the American Constitution. He was unanimously elected as his country's first president. As president, he was prudent in international affairs, and he strictly limited the power of the presidency. It was his great joy to give up the presidency and become a private citizen. Washington was a great man in every respect. His character is unquestioned, his ideal lofty. He led his people through a difficult war and the complex job of creating a government.
Now the passage will be read for the third time.
First in war, first in peace, first in the hearts of his countrymen. This was a description given to George Washington shortly after his death. It remains the prevailing opinion of him today. Washington was born in Colonial Virginia in 1732. He had little formal schooling, but he was educated in the practical life of his day. He first became a surveyor, then a frontier soldier for Britain in its struggle against the French. After this, he settled into the comfortable life of a planter and legislator. When the American colonies rebelled against England in 1775, Washington was selected as America's senior general. His greatest contribution was in keeping his army alive and the rebellion going. He was an adequate tactician and a far-seeing strategist. His personal courage, character, and determination were important in seeing America through the war. At conflict's end, he was offered a crown, but he declined it and retired to the quiet of his plantation. As America's most respected leader, Washington played an important role in developing the American Constitution. He was unanimously elected as his country's first president. As president, he was prudent in international affairs, and he strictly limited the power of the presidency. It was his great joy to give up the presidency and become a private citizen. Washington was a great man in every respect. His character is unquestioned, his ideal lofty. He led his people through a difficult war and the complex job of creating a government.